Good morning. I'm Steve Petkevich, Senior VP here at ADI, and previously VP and General Manager of Linear Technologies Power Management Products business. I worked at Linear for almost 30 years. I was hired as Design Engineer Number 12 in 1987. Linear was a $50 million company then, and Bob Swanson, who founded Linear, was in everyone's business. I watched Bob take business only at his price and walk away from bad deals. Our margins showed the results of that mindset year after year. That practice shaped my thinking. We became the industry leader in power management. Our products always had something new, something better that customers would pay for. Bob Dobkin, who co-founded Linear and hired me, used to say, "Someone's going to get that socket. Why not us?" To get the win, you had to have the best part, because we were not going to win on price. Our parts pushed the envelope, we stayed ahead of our competitors, and our engineers became entrepreneurs, business people, developing their intuition about what products to make. We were aggressive about getting into new markets and aggressive about getting out of them when the profits were gone. We grew the power business to about $1 billion by focusing on the tough problems that our competitors would not or could not take on. We found power to be a pretty lucrative area because there was a lack of expertise inside the customer base. Power was the thing that everyone needs, but no one wants. And we were able to exploit that need with superior products that work better than other guys. We focused on B2B markets and made the best power products out there, developing the Linear brand. Great products, great technical support, high quality, and dependable delivery. So today, we have this billion-dollar power franchise within ADI with a broad portfolio of high-performance power products focused on what we think are profitable and sustainable growth areas in automotive, industrial, communications infrastructure, where power requirements get more difficult year after year with a diverse base of thousands of customers. We have a strong team, a deep bench, power experts who live and breathe power, a culture of innovation, and the tenacity to stay out in front. As we integrate into ADI, we have a huge new opportunity to first leverage ADI's customer relationships to win near-term business with today's power portfolio, and second, to get the engineering teams in the power groups working with ADI's signal chain and SoC teams to design power products that fit perfectly with their products, and this is already happening. This will give us an enormous advantage over our competitors, most of whom don't have the scale and expertise to pull it off. Mission-critical applications are becoming more complex. Solutions are harder, payback takes more time, and products need a bigger engineering investment, scaring off many suppliers. We are in this for the long term with design expertise, applications and field support, quality, fulfillment, everything else that our customers need to trust and depend on us. This automotive market example shows how, in 2000, power demands were just not that hard. There weren't much electronics in a vehicle, just a handful of microcontrollers and maybe a stereo. Only high-end cars had the electronics that everyone takes for granted today. A typical task was to connect from the car battery, 12 volts nominal, 8 to 16 volt range, and convert it to 5 volts at a few watts. Not that hard, a fair number of suppliers could do that. In 2010, electronics in cars had gained real momentum. Navigation systems were standard, along with other electronics that made cars fun or convenient or easy to drive, and power supply demands increased. Battery voltage had a wider span. 8 to 16 wasn't good enough anymore. The power supply had to work from a 3-volt to 60-volt span. Many competitors could not solve this tougher problem, but Linear could and did. Looking ahead to 2020, automotive power demands will get really difficult. A second 48-volt battery will power motors and pumps and high power things in the car, and energy will need to be shuttled between that battery and the legacy 12-volt battery. Now we need bidirectional power conversion and even more output voltages at higher power levels. All this in a space that's shrinking every year. And as electronics become more mission critical, the quality and reputation of the power supplier become even more important. Only a few suppliers besides us can get this done. Form factor, efficiency, and EMI. These are the performance metrics of any power supply. But until a few years ago, no one could get high performance in all three at the same time. We, along with our competitors, worked the mutually exclusive metrics as best we could, but there was always a compromise. A few years ago, the designers at Linear had a breakthrough, discovering by leveraging many interdependent technologies how to get all three metrics simultaneously. Now, our customers can make power supplies that have a small form factor, leaving them more room for other functions and other features. High efficiency means a heat sink is not needed, saving money and space, and EMI standards can be met without compromise. EMI standards get tougher every year, and meeting them used to mean either lowering efficiency, creating more heat, or increasing form factor, but our products emit an order of magnitude less noise than our competitors, giving customers everything they want: small form factor, high efficiency, and low EMI. So power is a physical business. Power supply know-how is not just in circuit design. Power supplies are physical things. They manage tens of watts, hundreds of watts, kilowatts. And our design teams have developed expertise beyond silicon in material science, electromagnetics, metallurgical science, and thermal engineering. This sets us apart and gives us the skill to design products that not only convert one voltage to another, but do it with the highest performance on the market. Material science is knowledge of how materials work together: silicon, copper, plastics, critical for making power supplies that work over wide temperature swings. Automotive tier ones have pretty demanding expectations about temperature cycling. We have the hard-fought know-how to make products that pass their stringent quality testing. Managing heat is not obvious. We know the science, we have the experience. All power supplies generate heat. We can't make them 100% efficient. Our power products have high efficiency, but if you can't get the heat out of the silicon, you have to derate the power supply. Customers don't get what they pay for. We minimize heat and get it out of the silicon and out of the package efficiently. We have expertise in metallurgy, understanding of how metals and alloys work together, how to make them interact properly with silicon and plastics, and keep working in the field. Temperature cycling and extended temperature operation are tough to do at sub-PPM quality levels unless you have a deep understanding of the science. Switching regulators convert electrical energy into magnetic energy and back again. Understanding electromagnetics is important to make power products that outperform the competition. Our knowledge in this field lets us make products that don't cause radio interference. And I'll show you more on that in a couple slides. Power is ubiquitous, and every market segment needs power. But Linear did not participate in all of them. We were successful in many areas: instrumentation, factory automation, networking, electric vehicles, LED lighting, and so on. But we didn't participate in these other market segments. Here, the orange color. As part of ADI, we will take advantage of the strong relationships with customers in these segments to get us opportunities to sell power here as well. For instance, we have products that are compelling to customers in wireless infrastructure, but no sales presence. The ADI sales teams are opening doors and getting the power teams good looks at the opportunities. In automotive, Linear has a strong position, but there is room for even more wins in these new segments in safety and sensing. And by the way, it's working the other way around as well. Linear's broad market sales force is now carrying the ADI catalog, and the potential for a synergistic business is big there too. Here's an example of how our expertise in solving the three power supply metrics is realized. Both of these PCBs show a 65-volt, 40-watt power supply. Our competitor is on the left, and our solution is on the right. We call this breakthrough technology silent switcher, and it's easy to see the advantage we have. Solution size is everything. Customers want to either pack more stuff on the same size PCB or make a smaller one. We cut PCB area by a factor of 3. High efficiency minimizes self-heating, which means our power supply doesn't need a heat sink. Low EMI allows a customer to pass EMI testing and ship his product. We solve all three of the customer's pain points, form factor, efficiency, and EMI, all at the same time. This is value, and we get paid a premium for it. We've had these products on the market only a few years, but we've got hundreds of design wins in the auto and industrial markets where we first targeted the products and are seeing wins across all market segments, even in communications and computer, where we hadn't originally targeted products. Our micro modules are an even more physical business. These products leverage our silicon and our know-how beyond silicon. We miniaturize and integrate the passives to make complete power supply solutions in a solid molded package. They save even more space, and they find their way onto very expensive PCBs, can be $10, $15 a square inch, often in the wired infrastructure market where PCB area is worth real money. These products are exciting for customers in all markets because they are finished power supplies. They're easy to use, no design required. As our customers shed analog and power expertise, they become more dependent on us. Micro modules let our customers focus on what they are good at and leave the power supplies to us. For the broad market, micro modules are a slam dunk, and they are finding homes even in high volume markets where their integration and simplicity are so attractive, customers see the value. This micro module picture on the right is a quad output voltage regulator. It takes the 60 components, all the stuff on the left, and gets it into a package, 15 millimeters by 9 millimeters. Power density, 3 to 6 times higher, which our customers greatly appreciate, and they are willing to pay for that value. They save PCB area, and they can use it to add value to their product. We make more than 100 different micro modules and sell them to thousands of customers. We've been in the micro module business for about 10 years now, and we've learned a tremendous amount about how to build them reliably and consistently. I'll show you a couple examples of opportunities for synergies. This 77 gigahertz radar system needs power like every other system out there. Today, Linear brings the high voltage pre-regulator, and ADI makes a low voltage regulator built for driving the digital monolithic microwave IC, the Digi, Mimic, and other parts of the system. But what if, in the future, we integrate all those regulators into one piece of silicon and put in the performance and functions the system needs to work its very best and make it easy so that all customers can immediately use it without any engineering effort at all? They can get to market faster with a higher density, optimized solution. These collaborative efforts within ADI can drive real compelling value for our customers in high-volume, mission-critical automotive applications that generate long-lasting, stable, predictable revenue streams. There's a tremendous amount of cross-pollination that is occurring within the engineering community at ADI, and as these concepts of intimately integrating LTC's power with ADI's signal chain products gain traction, we will bring to market solutions in space after space that are optimally, ideally, perfectly engineered to let our customers get to market faster and easier. They will get complete solutions that work out of the box without having to bring in multiple suppliers for each piece of the system as they do now. That's something our competitors simply can't do. They don't have the scale, innovation mindset, or expertise in all the fields of power, analog, and mixed signal technology like we do. So we think this capability sets us up really well for future growth. Base station OEMs have been telling us two-thirds of the radio card is power. And can we please do something about that? They anticipate the ADI-LTC combination will help them with this difficult problem. They have a fixed board size for their base station product that goes up on a tower, and they'd rather put more channels or more data capability on radio cards as opposed to all those power supplies. Their end customers want more data capability. They feel the pressure. There's an opportunity for our form factor efficiency and EMI play, which frees up PCB area for more radio channels. We have the opportunity to win with power products in our portfolio now, but the real excitement comes from future collaboration between these OEMs, our communications teams, and our power teams. We can and will design power products that exactly fit what the ADCs, RF components, FPGAs, PLLs need to work their best. Like in the last example, a seamless, perfectly integrated system, including power, in a smaller form factor than our competitors can achieve because we've got the know-how and technology, will give us more integration, reduction in size, improved signal chain performance, and a more attractive solution overall for our customers who can use that space saved to make their products better. So in summary, our power business is a billion-dollar franchise. We've been targeting automotive and industrial high-growth B2B markets. The demands on power are increasing, and more customers demand high-performance power. ADI is uniquely positioned to leverage the natural complementarity of our products in power and signal chain to exploit growing markets, opening up huge revenue creation opportunities. We've got the best power products in the industry, and customers look to us when they need that best performance. We've got a broad product portfolio that serves many different markets, the best power engineering teams in the business, a large and diverse customer base. We are focused on the right markets that we believe will deliver profitable growth now and into the future. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. All right, folks. So thanks, Steve. That was great. We will take a 10-minute break. It's about 9:25, so let's all meet back at 9:35, and then we'll get started on our next round of presentations. All right? Thank you.